Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Become deeply connected. Community and connectedness are central to the Christian life and intrinsic to reality itself. In the beginning, God says, "Let us make humanity in our own image, in the likeness of ourselves." This is called Trinity, which is the revelation of the nature of God as community, as relationship itself. A mystery of perfect giving and perfect receiving. The Trinity reveals that God is relationship itself. Reality, as communion, is the template and pattern for our entire universe, from atoms to galaxies, and certainly in human community. We come to know who God is through exchanges of mutual knowing and loving. God communicates primarily through the journey and bonding process that God initiates in community. The Christian is not merely alone with the alone, and is one with all brothers and sisters in Christ. They all form one mystical person, which is Christ. Christ is passed on personally through faithfulness, forgiveness, and concrete bonds of union. Community, a network of relationships, is a world where kinship with each other is possible. Living in community means living in such a way that others can access me and influence my life. The goal of the spiritual journey is to discover and move toward connectedness on ever new levels. We can experience full connectedness as union with God. With connectedness and communion, we exist fully as our truest selves. Becoming who we really are is a matter of learning how to become more and more deeply connected. Most organized religions almost necessarily promote a first half of life spirituality. In the first half of life, it's all about me. It's all about ego questions, not soul questions. It is well-disguised and sanctified narcissism. Even wanting to go to heaven is language for securing my future, not a shared future or a common future for humanity. It's not really about love at all. The work of true religion is to help us transition from stage to stage toward ever deeper union with God and all things. Those who fall into the safety net of silence find that it is not at all a fall into individualism. True contemplative prayer is instead a leap into commonality and community. We know that what we are experiencing can only be held by the whole, and we are not alone anymore. We are merely a part, and as such a very grateful and totally satisfied part. This is the peace the world cannot give. Real silence moves us from knowing things to perceiving a presence that imbues all things. Could this be God? When we begin to experience a mutuality between ourselves and all things, we have begun to understand the nature of spirit. God refuses to be known as any kind of object, but only as a mutuality. Rest in this knowing. Become community. We cannot find ourselves within ourselves, but only in others. Yet at the same time, before we can go out to others, we must first find ourselves. We must forget ourselves in order to become truly conscious of who we are. The best way to love ourselves is to love others. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And if we love ourselves in the wrong way, we become incapable of loving anybody else. One part of us pushes us always toward wholeness, toward a sense of engagement with the human community, which brings us a sense of peace. We realize we are not here as isolates. We are here to become community. We have been foreordained to make humanity more humane. The other part of us, however, pulls us back into ourselves. And yet, it is the very paradox of life that stretches us not only to grow, but to contribute to the growth of the rest of the universe around us. If I am I because I am I, and you are you because you are you, then I am I and you are you. But if I am I because you are you, and you are you because I am I, then I am not I, and you are not you. Every other human is a piece of myself, for I am a part and a member of humankind. When we look upon the faces around us, we see that the cycles of life continue. We have been given the duty to live in balance and harmony with each other and all living beings. We send greetings and thanks for all the gifts of creation. For all the love that is still around us, we gather our minds together as one and send our choicest words of greetings and thanks to the Creator. Now our minds are one. What would it be like to be raised on gratitude? To speak to the natural world as a member of the democracy of species? To raise a pledge of interdependence? Can we agree to be grateful for all that is given? Hear respect toward all non-human relatives, to all of life. Become a statement of sovereignty, a bill of responsibilities, an educational model, a family tree, in a scientific inventory of ecosystem services. Our credo for a culture of gratitude. Cultures of gratitude must also be cultures of reciprocity. Each person, human or no, is bound to every other in a reciprocal relationship. Your well-being and my well-being are one being, interbeing. Receive a stream's gift of pure water. Return a gift in kind. Rest in this knowing. The Root of Reality. During Paul's lifetime, the church was a living organism that communicated the gospel through relationships. Paul's metaphor for this living, organic, concrete embodiment is the body of Christ. For as in one body we have many parts, and all the parts do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually parts of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them. The energy that enlivens this body is the love of God that has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. This Spirit is itself the foundational energy of the universe, the ground of all being. In our connectedness with this luminous web, this vibrational state of love, we are participating in the embodiment of God. Forgiveness, healing, and justice are the clear evidence of such a shared life. Each one of us is only one part of the reflection of the great mystery of God. We are essentially connected with one another. The pattern of the universe is that we are one. It is a benevolent universe. It's radically okay, and God is on our side. It is because of the nature of love, personhood, and freedom that community is central, the very root of reality. Our lives are as inextricably interwoven as nerve cells in the mind of a great being. Rest in the great peace. Out of it we can act, we can dare anything and let every encounter be a homecoming to our true nature. Realize that we do not have to be particularly noble or saint-like in order to wake up to the power of our connection with other beings. That simple awakening is the gift the global crisis holds for us. We realize that Lao Tzu, the Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, and our own hearts were right all along. Love seems too weak a word. the glory to be revealed in us, it stirs in us. Now comes the daunting revelation that we are all called to be saints in the sense of just caring for one another. One wonders what terrors this knowledge must hold. Can it force us to face the terrors of love? Can it be the occasion of our birth? In that possibility, we take heart. Even in confusion and fear, with all our weariness and petty faults, we can let that awareness work in and through our lives. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
On the earth.
I'm listening.
On the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.